Westlock. This Sunday, May 1st at 2 p.m. at the Westlock and District Community Hall, a celebration of life will be held for Albert Miller, who along with his wife Florence are responsible for the $8 million that's led to the creation of the Westlock Community Foundation. Albert, who would have turned 93 May 1, 2022, passed away peacefully in his sleep at his home in Westlock March 23, 2020, the day after he had returned from his last trip to Hawaii. Florence passed away the previous fall, November 21, 2019, and a large funeral was held for her at St. Mary Catholic Church. Due to then-in-place COVID-19 restrictions, and knowing many would wish to pay their respects to Albert and the family, no formal celebration was held at the time of his passing. Albert's life has been previously documented in a story that appeared in the March 31, 2020, edition, but many remember him as the proprietor of A Miller Farm Equipment Staring in 1964, then taking over the Chrysler and Dodge dealership in 1970. Albert and Florence met in 1969 and married July 1970. Throughout the following years, they traveled a fair bit, but Albert's roots and home were always the farm at Hazel Bluff. When the Barhead Rotary Club sponsored the Westlock Rotary Club, Albert was one of 24 charter members in January 1968, and remained a member until his passing. He was twice club president and was district governor when Westlock Club was still a part of the larger District 5360. His passion for old tractors and machinery and the desire to preserve the past led him and fellow antique enthusiast, the late Bernard Weiss, to organize the Vintage Tractor and Machinery Club in early 1993, which led to interest and development of the Canadian Tractor Museum. Over the years, he donated at least 2 fully restored tractors for fundraising raffles for the club and museum and donated another fully restored unit to the Tawatinaw Ski Hill. Although a quiet man, never looking for accolades, his and Florence's contributions to the community will long be remembered. Shortly after his passing, it was announced the Miller Estate, which ended up being valued at $8 million, would be given to the town of Westlock, a bequeathment that has resulted in the formation of the Westlock Community Foundation. A board has been established to manage the foundation, and the return on the investment from that nest egg is expected to begin flowing to community projects in 2023. Les Dunford, Town and Country Today.com.